الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على سيد الرسل وخاتم الأنبياء وعلى آله الأصفياء وأصحابه الأتقياء أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات لهم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار ذلك الفوز الكبير وقال عز وجل في مقام آخر أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم يا أيها الناس قولوا لا إله إلا الله تفلحوا أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم Respected ulama, elders, young friends, and sisters listening at home, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum
assalam wa rahmatullahi. Despite my own shortcomings and inabilities, it is an honor for me to be present in this auspicious gathering where we have the likes of my most honorable Hazrat Mufti Musa Sahib Damat Barakatuhum. I myself have come here with the intention of being able to spend a few moments in a gathering wherein we have such pious people, so that I may also be able to benefit myself spiritually. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq to value such pious people who are amongst us in our town of Batley and around Batley, throughout the UK and throughout the world, wherever these mashayikh may be. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala safeguard them, protect them, lengthen their shadows upon us, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala benefit the ummah greatly through their spiritual treasures. It is human nature to look for success, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us to acquire success and become successful. So it should be the goal, an object of every Muslim to become successful. If we very carefully study the community that we live in, we will find that people have different views as regards to success. Some people are of the opinion that to become very wealthy is success. Therefore, day out and day in, they exert all their efforts in amassing and hoarding wealth. There are some people who are of this opinion that acquiring fame is success. To become famous, to become well known, to occupy an important position among the community, to become a counselor, to become an MP, to become a president of a particular institute or society, to become a headmaster in a school. So for some, this is success. For others, being able to fulfill every desire is success. Consuming drug and finding pleasure out of it is success. Committing adultery, fornication, and deriving pleasure out of this act is success. Watching television, enjoying video, going to the cinema, going for a night out in a club, various means through which one can satisfy his desires is success according to this particular group. And if we very carefully study the youth of our community, the youth of our society, or the youth living in any part of the world, to them wealth is not very important. And similarly, fame is not too important either. To them, success is being able to fulfill all their desires. And for all, Shaitan decorates these wings and fancies to the extent that they become the objective of a person. And a person will be prepared to sacrifice whatever means he needs to in order to acquire wealth or fame or in order to fulfill his desire. زُيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ حُبُّ الشَّهَوَاتِ مِنَ النِّسَاءِ وَالْبَنِينَ وَالْقَنَاطِيرِ الْمُقَنْطَرَةِ مِنَ الذَّهَبِ وَالْفِضَّةِ وَالْخَيْلِ الْمُسَوَّمَةِ وَالْأَنْعَامِ وَالْحَرْثِ. All these items of wealth, items of fame, and items of pleasure are decorated for each and every person by Shaitan. And nafs, our base desires, become the victim of the snare of Shaitan, and it falls prey to Shaitan. And now we have two objects inviting us towards wealth, towards fame, and towards fulfilling of desires: shaitan and nafs. Sahaba Ikram Ridwanullahi Ta'ala Alayhi Majmain reports a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, that once we were in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, when he drew a straight line and he drew various lines on the right side of this line and on the left hand side of this line. And he said this central line is the Sirat-e-Mustaqim. It is the straight path which we have been ordered to tread by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and for which we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guidance in every rakat that we perform. Ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. And these lines on the right hand side and these lines on the left hand side are the paths of shaitan. And on each path there is a shaitan who is calling this person towards him who is walking on this straight path. So we have dozens of, hundreds of, thousands of, millions of paths on the right hand side of the straight path, and we have dozens, millions, thousands of paths on the left hand side of the straight path, and we are trying our utmost to follow this straight path which is leading us to Jannah and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there is a shaitan on each of these hundreds of thousands of paths who is calling us towards this path which will deviate us, and to attract us he will put forward an item of either of these three things. Either he will attract us by wealth, or he will attract us by fame, or he will attract us by desires. One who looks to the right or looks to the left and he leaves this straight path and he turns to the right or turns to the left, he has fallen prey to the snare of shaitan. It will be very, very difficult for him to turn back on the straight path now. But one who ignores these calls, these whispers, you should become wealthy, you need wealth, you need a very good house, you should buy a very good bungalow, detached house, a very good car, a very good mobile. All these attractions that call us towards them, these are shayateen inviting us. And those people who remain firm and steadfast, they neither turn to their right nor turn to their left, and they suppress all their desires only to prepare for the life hereafter, this person is the intelligent and he will become successful. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has said, Al-kayyitu man dana nafsahu wa amila bima ba'da al-maut. The clever one, the intelligent one is he who suppresses his desire. He neither turns to the right nor to the left. And he remains steadfast on the Sirat-e-Mustaqim, on the straight path. And he moves swiftly towards the Creator, towards Jannah, towards his beloved Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, remaining within good environment, remaining in good company, holding fast to the teachings of the pious predecessors, and holding very fast to the reliable ulama and authentic mashayikh. And he moves on. He neither turns to the right nor to the left. Then he will be able to taste the taste of the favor of Jannah in this very world. Amassing wealth, holding wealth, accumulating wealth is not the success for which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created you and me. Becoming famous, well known, praiseworthy in the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not the objective for which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created you and I. Fulfilling desires in this world. Running towards every whim and fancy that attracts us is not the objective of our life. The objective of our life is definitely to become successful. That is why Allah has created us. That is our objective. We must look for success. We must work for success. We must strive for success. And we must acquire success. But not the success of this world only, the success of this world as well. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has very explicitly explained to us and showed us the path of success and the means of success. The backbone of success and the foundation of success is Iman. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ Those with Iman have become successful. This is the fundamental path, this is the fundamental route, this is the fundamental means of acquiring success, Iman. Without Iman, there is no one on this earth who can claim to be successful. This is the first message that was conveyed by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya ayyuha an-nas, O people, qulu la ilaha illallah tuflihu. Say la ilaha illallah. Say that there is no one worthy of worship. Say that Allah is the only one who will be obeyed. My nafs will not be obeyed. Shaitan will not be obeyed. My friends will not be obeyed. The circumstances will not be obeyed. The pressures of the community, of the friends will not be obeyed. I will only obey the command of my Creator. I will submit to the will of my Creator only. Qulu la ilaha illallah. Say la ilaha illallah. And after saying la ilaha illallah, exert every effort to prove what you have proclaimed practically. Tuflihu, you will become successful in this world and the hereafter. So the first path is to accept Iman, to recognize the Creator and to accept the Creator. And thereafter, to prove what you have proclaimed practically. This, in the terminology of Sharia, is known as taqwa. And what is taqwa? When you have accepted that Allah is my Creator, and it is only He who should be obeyed, I will submit to His will only, then you must carry out all the compulsory actions commanded by Him. And you must refrain from every disobedience that He has commanded you to refrain from. And this is taqwa. خَلِّ الذُّنُوبِ صَغِيرَهَا وَكَبِيرَهَا ذَاكَ التُّقَى لَا تَحْتِرَنَّ صَغِيرَةً إِنَّ الْجِبَالَ مِنَ الْحِسَابِ خَلِّ الذُّنُوبِ Abstain from sins, صَغِيرَهَا وَكَبِيرَهَا minor, major, all of them. ذاك التقى. This is taqwa. Taqwa means a shield. Taqwa, the literal meaning of taqwa, wiqaya, is shield. And taqwa is known as taqwa because the mu'min creates a veil and a shield between himself and disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because of this curtain, because of this veil, because of this shield, he will never be able to commit disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. خَلِّ الدُّنُوْ صَغِيرَهَا وَكَبِيرَهَا ذَاكَ التُّقَى. Refrain from every minor and major sin. This is taqwa. لَا تَحْتِرَنَّ صَغِيرَةً. Do not look down upon the minor sin. Do not undermine the minor sin. إِنَّ الْجِبَالَ مِنَ الْحِسَابِ. Because the mountains that you see in front of you, they are made of small pebbles. So if you look down upon small things, the minor things, if you disregard them and if you continue committing minor sins, then these minor things will become major things. So the first means of acquiring success is Iman. And what is Iman? To recognize the Creator, to recognize His authority, and to accept His authority with the tongue, and thereafter, the second phase of Iman, which is known as Islam, is to practically prove that yes, what I have said, I will prove it practically. And this, in the terminology of Sharia, is known as Taqwa. To fulfill every command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to abstain from every sin. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. Iman is a path of success. And وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. Taqwa is also a path towards success. But how is it possible for one to become very firm in taqwa? Because we all make firm resolutions whilst we are listening to discourses, lectures, whilst we are in the masajid, whilst we are in the company of the ulama and mashayikh, whilst we are reading books. We make a firm resolution that yes, I have recognized my Creator, I have accepted His authority and superiority, and from now on I will practically prove it also. But because this quality of taqwa is not within our heart, therefore it becomes difficult to refrain and abstain from sin. So how can we acquire this taqwa? In order to acquire taqwa and in order to acquire firmness in our taqwa, we need to go through the process of tazkiyah. Tazkiyah. What is tazkiyah? Tazkiyah is purification of the soul. Our soul, our hearts are filthy and dirty due to our shortcomings, due to our past disobedience to the Creator, due to our negligence towards the commandments of the Creator. And because of this filth and dirt within our hearts, our power of taqwa has become very weak. And because this taqwa, this shield has become weak, this veil has become weak, this prevention has become weak, we fall prey to shaitan and nafs and we commit sin. So we need to strengthen this veil, this curtain, this shield. And we will only be able to do that if we purify our hearts from these illnesses of the heart, hasad, jealousy, kibr, pride, hatred, not being grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not having the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our heart, no love for fellow Muslims, no feeling for fellow human beings, no compassion, no affection. We need to purify our heart from these illnesses and filth of the heart and substitute them with the good qualities of the heart. Love, compassion, affection, sabr, being able to tolerate anything, shukr, being grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his favor, khashiyyah, fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that one day I will have to stand in his presence. This is tazkiyah. Tazkiyah means to purify oneself, to purify the heart, to purify the soul from these evils, these filths. When one purifies himself, then now this veil, this curtain of taqwa has become firm and strong, and this taqwa will prevent him from entering the field of the Supreme Allah. It is for this very reason Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ تَزَكَّى قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا. He has become successful who has purified his soul. And how are we able to purify the soul? We need to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so much that this heart is engulfed and filled with the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only. We need to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so much. We need to do his zikr so much that his heart is filled with the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only. This heart is filled with the light of the noor of the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This heart is engulfed with the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At all times you feel and you say to yourself, your mind is telling you that my Creator is watching me with abundance of love. How can I disobey him? How can I disobey him? My Creator is watching me. My Creator, who has created eyes for me, who has given me ears, who has given me tongue, who has given me heart, who has given me this life, who has brought me from nothing into existence, is watching me. How can I disobey him? This remembrance. This remembrance, remembrance through the heart and mind. And this one will only be able to do through the guidance of a professional sheikh. This remembrance, remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so great, friends, that if one was to mention the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with total negligence, his heart, his mind is not present. He is thinking about other matters. But if he was to say Allah with total negligence, this zikr will also have effect on his heart. Haji Imdadullah Sahib Muhajir Makki Rahimahullah Ta'ala, the Shaykh of all the Mashayikh, used to say, Allah ka naam kitni hi ghaflat se kyun na liya jaye, dil par asar kiye baghair nahi rehta. With whatever negligence you mention the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it will definitely have effect on the heart. When one strengthens his relationship with a professional sheikh and he progresses in this field of dhikr, where he is not remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the tongue only, but also with the heart and the mind, which is the superior form of dhikr. And when he reaches that stage which is known as maqam-e muraqaba, when he feels that my Creator is with me all the time, this is the dhikr that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from his friend. Every dhikr will bring reward. Every dhikr will have some effect on your heart. But in order to purify the soul and purify the heart, and in order to strengthen this veil between ourselves and the life of disobedience, We will have to reach this stage of dhikr through the guidance of a professional shaykh, where we at all times feel the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This stage is known as maqam-i muraqaba. أن تعبد الله كأنك تراه فإن لم تكن تراه فإنه يراك. And if one exerts more effort after this stage, then he will acquire the second stage, the stage of maqam mushahada, which means he will feel the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wherever he goes. When he will see the door closing, he will not think to himself that the door is closing. Immediately this thought will come, the Creator is closing the door. When he will see somebody speaking, this thought will not come into his mind that he is speaking. Somebody is making him speak. Gulistan mein jaake har ek gul ko dekha, teri si hi rangat, teri si hi gubay. When I went into the garden, and when I saw various flowers with different fragrances and different colors, whichever flower I saw and I took and I smelled, I could only smell you and I could only see you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us this high status. And when one reaches this status, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَئِن سَأَلَنِي لَأُعْطِيَنَّهُ وَلَئِنِ اسْتَعَاذَ بِي لَأُعِيذَنَّهُ. When he reaches this stage, then at this stage, if he asks something from me, I will grant him immediately. And if he asks for protection, I will grant him protection immediately. So tazkiyah, the purification of the soul, will only come about if we progress in this field of dhikr, the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But in order to do that, we need professional guidance. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا. O you who believe, remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in abundance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not say perform salat in abundance. He does not say read Durus Sharif in abundance. He does not say give in charity in abundance. For no ibadat does he say kathira. But he says اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا. Remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in abundance. And who are the people of intellect? Who are the intellectual people? الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَىٰ جُنُوبِهِمْ. Those people who remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala while standing, while sitting, while lying down. The Mufassir, the great Mufassir, Ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, commenting on this verse says that a person will only be able to adopt three postures. Either he is standing, or either he is sitting down, or either he is lying down. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that intellectuals and intellectual people are those who remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala while standing, while sitting, while lying down, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is making reference to this fact that the intelligent people are those who remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala every moment of their life. كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يذكر الله تعالى في كل أحيانه. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم used to remember Allah سبحانه وتعالى every moment of his life. Every moment of his life. When we study the مسنون أدعية, we find this dua that when رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم used to leave the lavatory, he used to say غفرانا الحمد لله الذي أذهب عني الأذى وعافاني. The commentators of hadith have posed the question that what was the reason for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asking for forgiveness when leaving the lavatory? Why at that particular moment every time he left the lavatory he used to say, Ghufrana, O Allah, forgive me? There are various answered by the commentators of hadith. One answer is that when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to enter the lavatory, it was the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to stop dhikr. Therefore, due to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he could not do dhikr whilst in the lavatory. When he used to come out from the lavatory, he used to feel such remorse and such regret upon not being able to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that particular moment that he used to say, Oh Allah, forgive me. Oh Allah forgive me. Because it is only this moment that I cannot remember you. It is the consensus of the ulama that the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam
When they go to sleep, their sleep does not break their wudu. إِنَّ عَيْنَيَّ تَنَامَانِ وَلَا يَنَامُ قَلْبِي. Because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that even whilst I am sleeping, my eyes are sleeping, but my heart is constantly engaged in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, لَا يَزَالُ لِسَانُكَ رَبًّا مِنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. Your tongue should remain moist with the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the tongue remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the mind remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the heart is in constant remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Such a person will acquire the first stage of maqam-e muraqaba and the second stage of maqam-e mushahada. He is seeing the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in everything that is happening in front of him. How will he be able to commit disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So iman, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. To recognize the Creator, to accept the Creator, and to practically carry out the commands of the Creator. In order to do that, we need taqwa. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. You will become successful. But we find that we do not have that strong taqwa because something is making us commit sins. It is because we have not purified our hearts. We need tazkiyah. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ تَزَكَّى. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّى. And how is tazkiyah possible? Through the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Through the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to progress under the guidance of our shaykh, a professional shaykh in the field of zikr. And once we progress, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. Remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because you will become successful. Now how do we come onto the path of zikr, tazkiyah, taqwa? We have become so isolated from deen. And we have become so lazy. And do we have any chance whatsoever after so much disobedience? Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens another door for us. Door towards taqwa. Door towards tazkiyah. Door towards zikr of Allah. وَتُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا أَيُّهَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. Repentance. Tawbah. So if we repent, if we make tawbah, and we make a firm resolution that from today, we will look for a professional sheikh, a good sheikh, and we will connect ourselves to the sheikh, and we will try our utmost to abstain from disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I will try my utmost to purify my soul. I will try my utmost to learn zikr and progress in zikr. I will try my utmost to adopt taqwa. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, At-ta'ibu min al-dhambi kama la dhamba lahu. One who repents is as if he has never committed a sin. So friends, these are the means of success that we need to aim for. Alhamdulillah, summa alhamdulillah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us iman. Iman. Iman is there, alhamdulillah. But the iman that is required is iman with taqwa, iman with tazkiyah, iman with the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not stop there. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. Successful are those people who believe. But who are these people? قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ. Those who perform their salat with khushu. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنِ اللَّغْوِ مُعْرِضُونَ. Those who turn away from futile conversation and futile activities. To them, football is not important. To them, supporting a particular team is not important. Because they are believers. Their connection is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. According to them, these are futile activities. Supporting a team, watching football, engrossing in football conversation. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِلزَّكَاةِ فَعِلُونَ Who give zakat or who worry about tazkiyah. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِفُرُوجِهِمْ حَافِظُونَ Who safeguard their private parts. They only fulfill their desires in through lawful means. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِأَمَانَاتِهِمْ وَعَهْدِهِمْ رَاعُونَ Those who fulfill everything that is entrusted to them. Those who fulfill their promises or agreements that they have made with somebody. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَلَىٰ صَلَاتِهِمْ يُحَافِظُونَ And those people who perform their salat regularly. It is this iman that will bring us success in this world and the hereafter. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ Who do this, who do this, who do this, who follow the whole deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْوَارِثُونَ الَّذِينَ يَرِثُونَ الْفِرْدَوْسَ هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ These are the inheritors of Jannatul Firdaus and they will remain in this Jannat forever. Friends, it is this success that we need to look for. It is this success. أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَىٰ هُدًى مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ هُمْ الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ Those who believe in Allah, believe in the unseen. وَيُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةِ Who establish salah. وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ Who spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who fulfill their obligations in spending. وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِمَا أُنْزِلَ إِلَيْكَ وَمَا أُنْزِلَ مِنْ قَبْلِكَ Who believe in everything that you have brought. Who believe in everything that the previous prophets have brought. وَبِالْآخِرَةِ هُمْ يُوقِنُونَ They believe in the life hereafter and they make preparation for that life. أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَىٰ هُدًى مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ These are the people on hidayat from their Rabb and these are the successful people. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ Those people who accept iman and thereafter perform good deeds. لَهُمْ جَنَّاتٌ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ For them are gardens of paradise under which rivers will be flowing. ذَٰلِكَ الْفَوْزُ الْكَبِيرُ This is the great success. So my friend, I am extremely happy to see such a large crowd in this masjid today. And we are between Asr and Maghrib Salat in the midst of five people. Let us make a firm resolution. Let us all make a firm resolution. That inshallah, from today, our goal is to acquire this success which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us for. It is this success we want. Success of this world, success of the hereafter. And we will only be able to acquire this success if we repent immediately and sincerely and make a firm resolution and find a professional sheikh, a very good guide. And in his guidance, we start to walk this path leading to the Creator through the means of dhikr, through the means of following the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, through the means of following the whole deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through this guidance, through this dhikr, inshallah tazkiyah will take place, the heart will be purified. And due to the barakah of this tazkiyah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will create taqwa, a veil between us and disobedience to the Creator. And as soon as this veil is created, then we will become successful in this world and the hereafter. It is this success that we must go for, friends. This is my message to you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq to turn to Him and to repent sincerely. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves those people who turn to Him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dislikes those people who do not ask from Him. And He likes those people who ask from Him. He dislikes those people who do not turn to Him. He likes those people who turn to Him. And in a hadith of Qudsi, we find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَأَنِينُ الْمُذْنِبِينَ أَحَبُّ إِلَيَّ مِنْ زَجْلِ الْمُصَبِّحِينَ. That I, two groups of my servants are calling me. One group is of the pious who are purifying me, glorifying me, who are saying, Subhanallah, Subhanallah, Subhanallah. So one group are glorifying me by saying, Subhanallah, Subhanallah. And the other group, the group of sinners, because they are overwhelmed by this regret, they are saying, Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that I am listening to the tasbih of these pious people, and I am also listening to the istighfar of these sinners. But the istighfar of the sinners is more beloved to me than the tasbih of the pious people. So turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, friends. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to shroud us and shroud us in His mercy. That is why He has brought us here and He has gathered us together here. And He wants us to come near Him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spreads out His hand. إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى يَبْسُطُ يَدَهُ بِاللَّيْلِ لِيَتُوبَ مُسِيءُ النَّهَارِ وَيَبْسُطُ يَدَهُ بِالنَّهَارِ لِيَتُوبَ مُسِيءُ اللَّيْلِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spreads out His arms from morning till night for those people who had spent their night in disobedience. And then from evening till morning He spreads out His arms for those people who had spent their day in disobedience. Allah Ta'ala wants to forgive our sins. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes to grant us His friendship, His wilayah, His jannah. It is we who are losing these opportunities. So let us make a firm resolution that from today, inshallah, we will try our utmost to remain on this path that is leading to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we are not immune from sins because it is only Anbiya who are masoom. If even in the future we commit a sin, then we should not be disheartened. We should turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala immediately and we should ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. We should not wait for Shab-e-Barat or Shab-e-Qadr. We should not wait for Umrah or Hajj or Makkah Mukarramah. We should not wait for our beards and our heads to become grey. We should turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala immediately. And once you reach that status of Maqam-e Muraqabah and Maqam-e Mushahada through this abundance remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you will not be able to sit in peace until you repent. وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً أَوْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ ذَكَرُوا اللَّهَ. These people, the muttaqi, the people with taqwa, as soon as they commit a sin, they turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala immediately and فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا لِذُنُوبِهِمْ and they ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant me and all of you, my friends, the tawfiq to strive and exert every effort in making the Creator happy. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. I am very